WorldCom started laying off workers today. 17,000 jobs are expected to go, and that is if the company survives. WorldCom has offices worldwide, but the massive accounting deception revealed this week is especially painful for residents of Clinton, Mississippi. That is WorldCom headquarters. For years, residents of Clinton boasted about being home to Mississippi's only Fortune 500 company. Now they are stunned, as Melanie Peoples reports.
The signs that welcome you to Clinton declare it Mississippi's most livable city. But this suburb near the state capital of Jackson wasn't so livable today. The weather was wet and stormy as WorldCom employees started receiving their pink slips. They had to drive through a throng of reporters.
Do any of y'all have job openings? That would be real nice.
Kimberly Spencer could use one. Red-eyed and sitting in her car clutching a Kleenex just outside WorldCom headquarters, she says they're firing the wrong people.
You know, they didn't go with the highest paid people. They went with the ones who work hard, and the ones who didn't work are still sitting up in there.
The 31-year-old mother of two had worked in WorldCom's accounts payable office for 3 years. She says the company did give her a severance package, 2 weeks plus 1 week for every year she's been there. She's headed for the unemployment office Monday morning. WorldCom had been Clinton's largest employer with 1,400 jobs. People were once proud of the company and what its former CEO, Bernard Ebbers, had done. They were proud of how the company shone a light on the state of Mississippi, and they were grateful. Ebbers was a major philanthropist here. But that was before the telecommunications boom went bust, before Ebbers was asked to resign 2 months ago, and before anyone knew that WorldCom had hidden $3.8 billion in expenses. The WorldCom implosion is the main topic of conversation in town at places like Wayne's Barbershop, where customers like Bill Young know how easy it is to go from hero to villain.
Opinion can change real fast when you do something illegal that costs people a lot of money.
The people of Clinton, many of whom had invested in the company, are starting to realize the magnitude of what's happened. Edgar Edmondson's wife bought stock a few years ago when it was around $30 a share. Now it's worth less than a dollar.
I think it's pathetic. It looks like a lot of skullduggery went on behind the scenes that we're not aware of yet. And when it comes out, a lot of people are going to be shocked, more so than they are now.
Company officials deny any criminal behavior. They say they turned themselves in as soon as they discovered what had happened. But Edmondson and many others here just find that hard to believe.
I don't see how they could avoid knowing. If they had their eyes and ears open at all, they should have known something was wrong.
Some folks here suggest the company was desperate in the face of the telecommunications market slowdown to do whatever it could to save jobs. But that doesn't sit right with Robert Martin, who stopped in for fried chicken and greens at Monroe's, one of the town's hot lunch spots.
You should not break a law to save a company. I have a company. I'm not, okay, if I go bankrupt, I just go bankrupt. I could not, in my own mind, see me breaking a law to try to save it.
Today's layoffs weren't the first at WorldCom headquarters. They started last year, but now it's likely to only get worse. Hopes for the local economy are largely riding on a Nissan plant being built in Jackson, but it won't open until next year, and it's little consolation for those WorldCom workers suddenly out of a job. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples in Clinton, Mississippi.